Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to talk to you today about something that's made the news recently, and that's the Fire Sheep. And I was hoping you could tell us a little bit more about what Fire Sheep is and how some are saying that it makes web connection hijacking easy.
Okay. Fire Sheep is a program that a developer wrote to prove the point incontrovertibly about how dangerous Wi-Fi and the current state of the web is. And what happens is if you install this Firefox extension called Fire Sheep on your laptop, and it works on Mac and Windows both, then you can go to like a coffee shop, and if it has unsecured Wi-Fi, you can easily hijack the Facebook, the Twitter, the Amazon, the New York Times accounts of anyone in there that's surfing that, because what it does is it automates the wireless sniffing and capture of the session cookie. And then once you've done that, you double-click on an icon of one of the users who's going to be a victim, and you're actually into their account. You can do anything they can do. You can write messages to their friends, and it looks like it came from them. You can change the email address that password reset requests go. You can tweet, and it looks like it came from them. And FireSheep just makes it easy enough that you don't have to be a skilled computer user to do it.
So I guess, I mean, what do you recommend then for folks that do go into a coffee shop or somewhere else that offers free Wi-Fi and obviously wants to utilize its service to get work done? Do you recommend then staying off those free hotspots altogether?
To some extent, it depends on the hotspot. If the Wi-Fi is secured with WPA2 encryption, then you can use it. If you have a VPN and you're sure that all your traffic is tunneled through the VPN, because not all corporate VPNs do that, but if you have a VPN solution, you can use the VPN solution. The other thing you can do is only use SSL sites. Those are the ones that start with HTTPS. So if you can't do any of those, then it's just not safe to use it.
Interesting. I mean, this is definitely trying to make a point. I mean, any other purpose for the person creating this?
Well, the real problem here is that sites like, Yahoo email, sites like LinkedIn aren't doing their job right. These sites should be HTTPS all of the time, not just at login. If they were HTTPS all the time, that would solve the problem, but they're not. There are sites like Facebook, which default to the unencrypted protocol, but if you go to that site and specify HTTPS, then you can have an encrypted session. There are also Firefox add-ons, one of them is HTTPS everywhere, that will force that type of connection if the site supports it. So it's not going to help with Yahoo, but it enforces it with Facebook.
And with the popularity these days of smartphones, so iPhones or Androids that have a Wi-Fi ability that'll pick up those free signals, I guess, is the security risk the same there, or are we talking specifically for laptops?
The security risk, by and large, is going to be about the same there, because what's happening is if you're using Wi-Fi on your mobile device and you go to one of these websites, you are getting a cookie sent through the air to you. And it's that cookie, that session cookie, that gets hijacked.
So I guess one recommendation for the average user is, what should they look for if they go into the coffee shop and they need to figure out if it is a secure connection or if they feel like this is a free Wi-Fi service that is safe to use?
They should look to make sure that they're required to use a password to connect to the Wi-Fi. So they should look at their network settings and see, does it say that I'm connected with WPA2 encryption?
And if they're not, if these are some that are open Wi-Fi, then you would recommend to not use those altogether.
Exactly. Or if you're going to use them, don't use any site that requires a password.
Don't use any site that requires a password. And is there any, I guess, safety than to have your computer not store your passwords either?
I never recommend storing passwords. I mean, this attack doesn't attack passwords. It takes session cookies, but I never advise storing passwords.
Well, Randy, as always, good advice. If you have any questions on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.